and Mackenzie. And, we're talking this morning to you about a video that's gone viral. And it brings up an interesting question. When you're flying on an airplane, who controls the window that goes up and down? Usually there's three seats. Let's say you got the aisle, middle, and then you've got the window seat. Who controls that? Well, this is what happened on a flight. No, I'm just kidding. Here's what actually happened. That's the window going up and down, because one guy's putting it down, one guy's putting it up.
Like the shade, yeah.
Stop. Can you please show me? Leave it open.
Oh, right? No.
Please, can you shut it? I want this down.
I want this up. This guy keeps,
I want this closed. I want it closed.
Are you serious, man?
I really want it down.
It's too bright.
Sir, I'm asking you nicely.
Leave me alone.
That's where the video ends. So I don't know if there actually was an altercation or if they stopped, but 833-563-2539. When it comes to flying, who controls the window? Is it the person that's closest to it? I mean, you don't pay for a window seat, right?
Yeah, you do. Unless you do like Southwest, where it's just kind of a crapshoot and you're an A, B, or
no,
your C.
But you don't though, Mackenzie.
You do.
I've never actually flown Southwest for the flights I've been on.
I always fly Southwest.
Yeah,
nothing against them. I'm saying I have never been on that. I've heard that. It's kind of cool. But other things where you have assigned seats, you don't pay extra for an aisle compared to a window. You might pay extra for like first class or business class, but like general boarding passengers, when you have a seat, you can sometimes pick where you want to sit. It's not $10 more to have the window seat. There's
right.
No way there's a price difference.
No, that's true. I mean, but you could select your seat. So if someone selected a window seat, I would say, yes, you have control of the shade, open or close.
Oh, see, I totally disagree with you. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Billiam this morning. Billiam, what do you think?
I think the person who chooses the window seat and pays to sit there is in control of the window, because I chose the seat and I either have the ability to sleep in that seat or sit there and have the window open and look out at people like the little ants.
Okay, yeah. but let's say that you want it open, Billiam, and the way the sun's coming through, I am getting blinded by it. That's not cool.
Well, if you speak to me properly and politely, I might actually put the shade down. But if you come at me sideways, I don't have that.
Well, Billiam, it's a bright light.
I drank about 7 Guinness before I got on the plane.
Yes.
All right, Billiam, I love you, man. Thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. Poor Chop, what about you, though? Do you agree with Mackenzie and Billiam that the person that's in the window seat has the control?
So I do think so. I mean, I've flown quite a number of times, and I've never had an issue. I always love the window open because I just love to look out the window.
Me too.
But, I mean, if someone was sitting next to me and had an issue with it, I mean, come on, you guys know me. I would just put it down and be fine. And I think that's how everyone should be. Like, if someone has an issue with it, like it's hurting their eyes, then I can, you know, close the window fine.
It's just when you travel, and this is as I get older, I realize it's people, it's hard to deal with people. Like, and you pay the same amount. If you would get kicked by kids the whole time when you're sitting in your seat, you paid the same amount as someone that's just probably, if you're, you know, just in coach, as someone across from you that doesn't have to deal with that. You kind of just got to suck it up and deal with it.
That's why you kick the kids back. Teach them at a young age. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
I will say, though, I know it's so hoity-toity, but first class, if you've ever just experienced it once in your life, I know a lot of people don't want to shell out, but if you've experienced it, it is so divine. Or even I like to do the one between regular and first class.
I'll do like business just
because like
where I can get a little bit more leg room. I was on first class one time for about 30 minutes, and it was amazing.
Yeah, like I understand.
It was a connection flight.
Never want to go back.
But I could see if I had the money, I would get first class every time I flew. Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We really appreciate it.